Jack Flanders has been given a large, overstuffed green velvet chair. When he sits in the chair, his everyday reality fades away, and Jack finds himself in another realm, a strange world where great three-masted flying ships sail the skies, and where pirates and sorcerers prowl the borders of his mind and pounce out of the shadows.
Yikes!
It's evening. A church bell tolls the midnight hour. Jack turns to the chair.
Here we go again.
He sits in the big overstuffed chair, sinking way down into the soft green velvet cushions.
Nothing. I expected something to happen, but... Well, folks, nothing tonight. Whatever magic this chair had, I think it's gone. Well, I guess I should get up and go to bed. I'm so tired. Maybe none of this stuff really ever happened. Or maybe... I don't know.
Jack dreams. He's drifting through a thick gray swirling mist. A huge, thick-skulled demon head appears out of the mist. It's the bow of a ship, but what kind of ship? Manned by unseen oarsmen, with the moans of the damned wailing from deep within. He's moving across the deck. Strange, shadowy creatures part for his presence. They seem to swirl and dance with the mist, but he can't seem to focus on them. Chained to the deck is a large winged reptile. It snarls and strains at the chains.
A Frombork.
In the bow stands a woman. A light breeze blows her garments, outlining her body. A body beautiful and graceful, with skin dark as ebony, rich, glossy, and sleek. He's moving across the deck, toward her, through the shadowy creatures. But somehow, he knows the secrets of the shape changers. He's not Jack. She turns and looks at him. Her face is covered by a veil.
Her eyes.
She removes the veil, and there before him, as splendid as the full moon, is the face of the Mona Lisa. Oh, that gentle, mischievous smile. Those lovely lips. A mustache appears.
Oh, my God.
His false shape cracks.
Uh-oh.
Starts to crumble. The shadowy creatures upon the deck slither and slurp forward. Jack retreats. They know who he is now and leap upon him. But his great broadsword is out of the scabbard. He croons the ancient spells, caressing the magic runes upon the handle. The sword springs to life, hacking and whacking the foulsome, scaly, and slimy foe. The Frombork screams a shriek of fury as its chains are ripped from the deck. The huge wings sweep the deck of scurrying demons. Jack leaps upon its back as the Frombork takes to the air. He pounds his mighty chest and gives a triumphant cry. And knocks himself right off the Frombork's back. And falls, and falls, and wakes.
Oh.